Ve'ein la'mishpatim.
Is that here?
Yeah, that's there. It's on daf kuf pei ches. Ve'ein la'mishpatim v'tagim onklis. So, onklis translates ve'ein la'mishpatim is ve'ein dinaya. These are the laws. Ditasadik hadmehen that you should organize before them. V'tzarech bir. So this requires explanation. Ma inyan tosim l'targumay tesadek. He asks a very nigladik question. What is the shaykhis between the word tosim, which means to place, and the way the Targum translates it as tesadek, you should organize. Bishleim l'mashamu chazal tosim hu klei hadayonim. So if as Chazal translate, that tosim means you should place the kelim of the dayanim before them. So I understand, he says, it's shayach loshen sima. I understand the language of sima. Well, inyan has seder, but the concept of seder, lenichla bepirish tosim, where does it come to the word tosim? What's its shayachis? The translation of onklis for the word tosim should have been to place. What's this language of tisader? Achein hen emes noydem hasham chazal. Chazal tell us bereshis bara that the words bereshis bara is bishvil. Rashi quotes it right at the beginning. Bishvil atoyrish shenikereshis darkei, that the Rebbeinu Shlom created the world for the purpose of the Torah, which is called reshis darkei. And there's another purpose. The beis. He's commenting on the beis. Bishvil. Yisrael shenikraim reishis tevuasai. The second base is for the purpose of the other reishis. It's bi reishis, for the purpose of Torah, which is called reishis, and for the purpose of Klal Yisrael, which is called reishis. We know that the Rebbeinu Shleilam, Klal Yisrael, and Torah are one, meaning she Yisrael misachtin b'hakadosh baruch hu idei Torah. The meaning of this is, to us, is supposed to be that the Rebbeinu Shlom unites, becomes one with Klal Yisrael through Torah. Torah is the means through which Klal Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shlom become one. Torah is the connector. Kihine kala Torah tzirufoisis. He says, let's analyze this. We know that Torah is made up of a whole bunch of letters, right? Letters configured in various ways to create words. V'isa b'sefer yitzira kavan b'peh, says the sefer yitzira that the Rebbeinu Shleilam place the words in the mouth, meaning shekava kodesh baro. So he says, what is this sefer yitzira trying to tell us? What's the meaning of the sefer yitzira kavan b'peh? Avada yisisa kavan b'peh teaches the Maranayim. What is the Sefer Yetzirah coming to tell us? Shakavat Kadosh Baruch Hu Tziruf Oisiyas HaTorah B'peh Kol Echad V'Echad Mi'Yisrael Lehatesem Mekol HaShayechbat. This is to tell us the unbelievable power that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave the Jew, that he has the ability to transform the configurations of the words of Torah. That was given, that power was given to each individual Jew. What does that mean? He's going to explain. This is what Chazal say. This is the Mishnah Novus. The Mishnah says that the world was created with 10 utterances. The Mishnah, it could have been created with one mind, the Rebbeinu Shlom could have done it all in one utterance. Let there be a world. Says the Mishnah there that the Rebbeinu Shlom did it this way to take revenge from the wicked who destroy a world that was created with 10 utterances, and to give reward to tzaddikim who build a world that was created with 10 utterances. So what's going on here? What does that mean? Is it tzarech l'havim? Mi nasan kayach l'rishayim sheyuchla la'abit t'soylam? What does that mean? He gave to reward to punish the wicked who destroy a world. Who gave them the power to destroy any world? Who gave them the ability to destroy anything? Ach, imamareinu yuvan. But based upon what we're trying to teach here, says the Maharanayim, it's very well understood. Why? Because what the Sefer Yetzira is teaching us is Ki Atziruf Oisius Nimsir LeYisrael. The power to configure letters was given to Klal Yisrael. V'harosha Mahapech Tziruf Oisius Mitoiv L'ra. The wicked person takes letters that were absolutely beautiful, gorgeous words, and he reconfigures letters and turns them into curses. V'zeu pigam godol. He says this isn't just bad for the world, because he takes the words of creation that were intended to create a beautiful, majestic world, and he distorts them and creates havoc. It's terrible for the world. But much worse than that, he says, v'zeh pigam godol. It's even worse than that. Why? Shemachriach es ha-melech. Because due to the fact that the Ribbono Shel'olam gave this power to the Jew, so what the person does, it's literally taking, a king bestows a magnificent gift to someone, and he takes it and turns it into a weapon of destruction. So he says here, Machriach HaSamelech, he forces the hand of the king, Leislabish B'tzirufi Ois Yisra, to take these beautiful letters that the Ribbono Shel'olam created the world with, and to distort them into horrible things. It's clear that from on high, no evil comes. Only good comes from the Ribbono Shel'olam. Is Omnom Mikibin Shanasa Hakoila Yidei Tzirufa Yosi, since the good that comes forth from the Ribbono Shel'olam is in the format of a combination of letters, because everything in the world was created with letters. Is Varishoy Mahapchim Atziruf Metoiv Derachas Hashem, but the wicked take those very letters and they transmogrify the letters. That's a good word. And they distort the original letters and turn them, Rachmana Litzlan, into clawless. They're literally ma'abid oilam. How are they ma'abid oilam? How do they destroy the world? Because the world is destroyed with, was created with letters. They take those very letters and distort them. Now, I want to share with you, on the bottom, he brings here that kesa, that this concept is brought in many places from the Baal Shem HaKodesh. And the most famous one is on the pasuk that Hashem says to Noach, Tzoya Tasa L'teva. Hold on, I have to drink something. It's awful. Okay. So the Baal Shem HaKadosh says, Tzoya Tasa L'teva. So he brings here, it's an Ois Pezayin, that the Arizal says, and this is a concept that's brought, it just illuminates the whole concept. Concept brought in many Sfarim. That there's a concept of mituk hadinim b'sharsham. That we have the capacity to sweeten the judgment in its source. Concept brought in many, many Sfarim. We have the ability to take dinim, to take harshness, and to sweeten them in its source. What does that mean? Says the Baal Shem HaKadosh, based upon the concept that we're learning now, that what we have the ability to do is due to the fact that everything that comes into the world comes in the form of letters. So if a person elevates the letters and goes back to the source and changes around the letters, we have the ability to transform it. He says, where is the mashal of this? He says, Hashem says to Noach, Noach, I'm going to destroy the world. That is a terrible, what? Tzara, right? Tzadik, Reish, Hey. It's a terrible tzara. Says Hashem to Noach, here's what I want you to do, Noach. Tzoyer tasa l'teva. Take the tzara and transfer it into tzoyer, which means to illuminate, to shine. Noach, you have the ability to transform the marble into something which illuminates the world. So, and what does the word teva mean in Hebrew? Teva is a word. He says to him, Tzaya tasa l'teva. Take the word and turn it into tzaya instead of tzara. Tzaya tasa l'teva. Take the word and told it. You hear what I'm saying there, fellas? Tzaya tasa l'teva. That's being mahapech the midas hadin into midas harachmin. Anyway, it goes through that the concept is the several pieces there. That through being mekabel dinim besimcha, a person has the ability to turn tzara into ritzei. That's another. The same three letters, tzara, tzayar, and ritzei, are all three letters. Two of them are fabulous, and one of them, Rachmana Litzlan, is terrible. It's interesting that in the embenching, there's a very interesting line in there in the tefillah of ritzei, where we say. That there shouldn't be tzori yogim v'anocha b'yom minuchaseinu, right? So if you look at the letters, so we start the tefillah with the ritzei, and then we ask the Rebbeinu Shlomo that there shouldn't be tzori yogim v'anocha, meaning that we have the ability with Shabbos to transform the tzoris into ritzei. Anyhow, so this is a thing that was taught extensively by the Baal Shem HaKadosh. It's brought and told to Yaakov Yosef several places. Okay. Continues the Maranam on the next page. Kuf Pei Tes. Keep going. Vizel Mashik Siba Torah. He explains here a phenomenal. This is what we find in the Torah. Klal this B'Torah Kahanim B'Mishnah Torah. We find the whole section of the curses in Torah Kahanim and Mishnah Torah. The Chayru Hu Dover Nifla. How can it be that there's curses in the Torah? Halei Torah Ksiba Derached Arki Noyam. Don't we see in Torah that it says its ways are ways of beauty, and all of its pathways are peace. So how can you have these parshiyos with curses in the Torah? He says, how can it be with all these curses? But it's understood very well based upon what I've said. Those very things are brachas to those who fulfill Torah. Saying to a yid, look what's going to happen. If you don't keep Torah, through your actions, you will end up transforming the brachas. You want to know how bad it can become? This is how bad it can become. You'll take the very letters of Torah, and this is how bad it can become. You know that, and it occurred to me as I was learning this piece, that I now understand the story. You know which story I'm talking about? The story that they say that the Baal Tanya used to be the Baal Kaira. And one year the Baal Tanya was out of town, and another Baal Kaira got up to lane. And the Mittel Rebbe chalished when he heard the Kriyas HaTorah. So the Baal Tanya, somebody came over to him and said, what's going on? So he said, I've only heard my father lane these parashiyas, and every time I've heard it, I've only heard brachas. So this is the first time I ever heard it with such klolus. So based upon what the Maranayim is teaching, is muvan what he's saying. That the way the Baal Tanya read it, he read it with such tzirufa oisiyas. Obviously he heard the words, but he heard it in this light. He heard it in the light of what the Baal Shem HaKadosh was teaching, that the Yid has the ability through Shemiras the Torah Mitzvahs to transform it all into brachas. And the fellow who read it that time didn't have that in mind. That does Nishan Zingat. Is Achlo Evrei Tzaynit. Those who transgress Hashem's word, Hemahapchim Hatzirufim, they transform it. V'nasa Etzlem B'chines Klal, and it turns into a curse. K'mesh Amra Kosev V'mechukosei Timasu. Ozve Vesei. He says it's Poshet in the Pasuk. If you're going to be, you'll revolt, if you find my dinim sickening, then I'll bring these curses. Why? Ki ayidei rishas harishoyim heim garmim sheyisapech atzirif mibrocha deklolach hasham. They cause it. It's interesting because most people view this as being punishment. And what the Maranayim is explaining here is that the klolis is not a punishment. This is a cause and effect. If somebody steps on a piece of grass breaks. You say that he punished the piece of grass. It's a punishment. It's not a punishment. It's a cause. It's a result of his stepping. What the Maranayim is teaching you is that those klolis is what happens as a result of a person. We either are building the world or we're destroying the world. And it all happens through the Tzidur of Isis. Zoktavait. Next paragraph. B'gemara. The Gemara says, Eze Yisurim Shalahava. What's considered Yisurim Shalahava? Chadom. One opinion says, Kol Shein Ben Bittel Torah. Any pain that does not have Bittel Torah. Doesn't cause a person to veer away from Torah. Chadom. Idi Vidi Yisurim Shalahava. One opinion says, no matter what, it could be pain of love. Shenemes asheyav Hashem yechiach, he who Hashem loves, he will afflict. Yochel afil lekiblen me'ahava, I might think that that applies even if a person did not receive them with love. Tavadloim im tosim Hashem nafshe. Ma Hashem lidas, just like the karm Hashem can only work if a person has in mind for the Hashem to work. Similarly, yisurim only work if a person receives them in that light. So he says, V'yuvin, we can understand this in light of what we've been discussing. Because the wicked transformed the tzira from good to evil, into pain, meaning they create the yisurim. The wicked create the yisurim. The yisurim atone for the person's averis, meaning, it's interesting, he's adding here another element, that not only does the person themselves create the Yisurim, but that the Yisurim are there to atone for the fact that the person distorted the letters, and as a result, the Rebbe Shalom gives, in his kindness, he gives the person the Yisurim to be able to atone for what he just did. What the Rebbe Shalom is saying to the person is, listen up, buddy. You can recorrect what you just messed up. You just created a tziruf. You just combined the letters in such a way that it brought pain upon you. You have the ability to reverse it. Okay? Meaning, bracha, v'shalom, teva, v'chaim, you could return this into all kinds of good stuff. You can turn it around. Is lezeh me'yochel afilo le'kibla me'ahava? Says the Gemara, I might think that this can work automatically, even if the person didn't think about this. Talmud Lomer, no. It's compared to an asham. Just like an asham only works l'das, Yisurim only works l'das. Meaning, b'yalpi d'rachenu kivnu b'zer remez gadol. Back to the top of the page. Based upon what we said here, says the Marnayim, they intended a very deep message. Meaning, shatzirufa oisiyas hanal, this concept of being able to combine letters, sharsham hubidas, the source of being able to do this takes place in the faculty called das. The Mamish said it elsewhere in the same exact language. Look at this. Yoideya hoya bitzalal litzarif oisya shenivru. Remember, Bitzalal was the one who worked on the Mishkan, right? So it says that why was it Bitzalal? Because Bitzalal knew the tzirufim with which heaven and earth were created. Meaning, she'atziruf mehem b'das. It says, yodeya haya b'tzal. B'tzal had das. He knew where this took place. U'lechein tzorech lahagbiya ha'yisurim adadas. A person needs to integrate yisurim to a place called das. V'sham yishapech atziruf kemikedem. If a person focuses on what's going on here and what's really happening, that there was a transformation that's taking place which is distorting creation as it was intended to be, then he can return the tziruf to as it was. Shahaya tziruf bracha v'toiv. Clearly, originally, the tziruf was bracha. Rak shebechetoi kilkil hashuru v'hepech hatzinoyis. Only that in the person's own experience, he distorted the shura and distorted the tzirufim. When he atones for what he did, the person has to integrate the experience and say, hey, I chapt what happened here. I understand that the Rebbe Shalom sending me a message. And if I understand that the Rebbe Shalom sending me a message, then he has the ability to transform the experience and to allow the tzirufim to go back to what they were originally intended. And that is the concept of sweetening the dinim bisharsha, means returning the world to its balance. You know, in the computer, they tell you that you have the ability to reset the computer to the original configuration. That's what Yisurim gives the person the ability to do. So now going back to the parsha, he says, "Vizeo, this is the meaning of Eila Mishpatim Ashatosim. These are the Mishpatim. What are Mishpatim? Mishpatim Adinim. Right? Pirish Tosim HaMishpatim VaAdinim Ladas. What does a person need to do? Tosim means raise up these experiences to the level of Das, to the level of integration. The exact same language is brought by the Karbam Asham. Meaning, Shemisham Lomdu Chazal, it is there that which is the source, Ma Asham Ladas Af Yisurim Ladas. Similarly, he's drawing from that Gemara in Brachis, he's drawing that the exact same language is brought here by Mishpatim, by Dinim, which is experiencing harshness. Meaning, a person needs to be able to refocus to the higher das, any harsh experience in life. And then we have the ability to return, to transform the combination of those letters from bad experiences to good experiences. And therefore the unklis comes along and uses the word reorganize. Mm-hmm. He doesn't say place. He says you have the ability to reorganize the mishpatim, the dinim, the harshness. You have the ability to retransform things so that they fit in correctly. What he's trying to tell us is shetisader elo atzirufim shaladinim. We have the ability to reorder those combinations of dinim kadmeyan, meaning, what is kadmeyain? He says, not before them. But kedem means to go back to the original state, kadmeyain, return it to its original, the setting, the factory settings. Give it as the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted it to be in Sheshes Yimei Bereshis. Pirish, kemei shahaya mikedem, as it was originally, kesidron, in the correct order. Yisrael, therefore all of the combinations of the letters become a blessing for Klal Yisrael. Kain ata, similarly will it be now. Even though it was distorted through the wickedness of the wicked, mikol makam ha'idei yisurim, by our experiencing pain, nischapro v'nisayim, we have atoned for the Averis, and therefore v'chazra atziru from le'sonam harishan, we're able to return these, the formation of the words to their original settings. V'havin, and understand this well, the power that we have in experiencing Yisurim, that we have the ability to understand, that we have the ability to accept the fact that through Mishpatim, through Dinim, we can return the configuration of the letters to their original state, and from this point on, experience only tremendous bracha and atzlacha. Half of a fellow. Start again.
If someone has a bad dream, if you give it a good interpretation, you can turn it into a good dream and it has a good result.
Do you want to say that the same Yisoid applies, that a dream is also made up of Isis, and therefore when the person comes along and interprets the dream, so they are reorganizing the letters of the dream in such a way that they're positive. Very good. Very good, Sushtel.
Same idea, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. You see, Bilam also wanted to have his letters in a certain way. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't
learn. Right. Right.
The letters had to come out the way to the Baruch instead of
Shalom. Right. Here was the classic example of Rishayim who wanted to be Mahapechet into a crooked tziruf. Baruchim Tio. Atzlocha Rabba. Take care. I don't think the shtiebel was on. That was Alan Seidenfeld. It was the doctor that started this whole thing.
Bilum is a problem.
Bilum is a problem. Why?
If you say that that's the case, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu transforms what he intends to say.
V'yahafich. It's mamish those letters, though. V'yahafich Hashem alakecha l'cho. It's a klal of the bracha. Mamish. What does it mean, v'yahapich?
Transform.
Hapich means he took the letters.
The Gemara in a number of places says that the brachas of Bilum are worse than the curses of Hub. How can that be if he transformed them, if a Kodesh Baruch in actuality transformed them, then how can they be worse than the clause of the Sameach? And that the final two are never transformed.
Right, that's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem, is that they weren't all transformed.
Uh-huh.
You're making life easier for you for Pesach.
These are really good.
Yeah, why are these so good? I tell you, I was making chizik on you for bringing these Monday. These are gvaldik, and I don't know why.
Because and I'm resisting tonight. I have to do precious.
They're fresh.
I copped them around last night. These are good. These are the ones we had Monday.
You're going to get them on Purim.
How is this possible that you would hate this? I forgot. I would have brought you Vibishal. I was very impressed.
This is supposed to be good?
This is Gvaldik. Buffalo Trace and the other ones.
This tastes good?
What did they do at Rippin' Good to be able to run, to make the run? I mean, I'm assuming that there's Rippin' Good cookies that are exactly the same.
Yeah,
no.
Different ingredients.
Right. One ingredient they had to pull.
Yeah.
One dairy ingredient. Then we had the kasha, the line.
Which took a couple hours, that they were not happy about, because they thought they were...
Well, ready. Later on, I met the guy the next morning. The same guy, the bearded guy.
Right.
He said that they were not prepared. Meaning that nobody told him. He says, had we known up front, it would not have been a problem.
They would have got it done first.
They would have had it done by the time we got there.
What nobody told them?
Nobody told them what the requirements of this run would be.
I mean, doesn't somebody have to be there when they're doing it?
Yeah.
Not the kashering. They had to take apart the whole line.
Oh. So it would have been a part for you to do
the kashering. Or to clean. It was filthy.
The linear oven cleans itself. So that wasn't a problem. But there was the mixers and the dump in front.
Mm-hmm.
The dough dump in front and the belts after the linear oven.
What was run? What did you run?
These
cookies.
Oh, these cookies.
So then you...
In 27 hours, we made 52,000 packages.
Packages! How many... Multiply that by the number of cookies that are in each package.
You're telling me that Lieber's is Rippin'.
No. Yeah. Lieber's contracts Bremner Foods to make these cookies.
And so Pashkes? Everything's coming from Wisconsin.
Of course.
And we're paying more. And some
forget about paying more. You're paying more and you're getting it a year and a half later because he's buying it on closeout after it's stale.
that's for sure true.
What's more is that the line, this is such a small run for them that they couldn't hook up their automated line for it. These were all packaged by hand.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
52,000 packages.
That's a small run. The factory is about 3/4 of a mile long. It's a linear oven that's probably 100 yards long.
So 50.
And they have one of those ovens?
52,000 packages.
Five lines. Five runs.
They have what?
52,000 packages.
Yeah, and multiply it times the number of cookies you got. How many you got?
What is their run? Hundreds of thousands?
And something then that they're using in their ingredients makes it dairy?
Butter flavor.
Butter flavor.
And it has butter in it.
2 times 52,000. That's how many cookies there are.
So you just pull that item and I'm assuming that tastes basically the same.
The whole thing is automated.
Yeah, my proof of it was that they didn't mind pulling it. If they would have compromised the taste,
it doesn't.
I have to believe that they would have.
What do they care? It's not
32
under their brand.
Times 52.
No, they do care. Because people aren't going to come to us and make crummy cookies.
Oh, I see.
Lever's will
it's 1,664,000 cookies.
Oh, my
And that's
only one line.
And that's a small run.
That's unbelievable. So you can go to the company store there in Ripon and find Lieber's cookies?
Well, I took a good portion of them for shelf monies. They gave me 1,000 packages for the school shelf monies.
That's a big item to put in the shelf monies. Most things are not that big. This must be the flagship.
No, you're only getting two.
By the way,
did you see the email that I sent 999?
Was that funny or what?
Yeah, this is an old one. But it's absolutely excellent here.
What is this?
It's our new customer tracking system. It has your account number and barcode. It speeds you right to the line.
Now what?
That line over there. I feel like banks are getting a bit impersonal.
It's a holdup.
I hate it when these things don't scan. Try Washington Mutual. Because we
Is this it? No.
Service.
Yeah, I know who's on the other end too.
Nah.
Yeah. We all have our ideas of who's on the other end.
You got the blonde one, I'm sure. I saw that one too. That's true. I think we sent it out to Debbie.
The blonde one is very. Yes, you did.
Hello. Yeah.
I'd like to order a French fries, burger, and a milkshake.
This is great. This is great.
This is a
who sent me today? Oh gosh.
Who makes these things?
I have no idea. They're just excellent.
Where do you get them?
So people send them to me.
Oh, Grinnell, I got a little joke from Zach that he said I should pass on to you and Ferguson.
Oh yeah? What would that be?
So it was career day at the school, and all the kids were told to present, make a presentation on what their fathers did.
Yeah.
So they all got up and talked about one dad, one was a doctor, one dad was a lawyer, one dad was a banker. Finally, little Johnny didn't get up, and his teacher called him in after class, and he said, "What's the matter, Johnny? Didn't you want to tell what your father did?" And I said, "No, I really don't." And she said, "Well, why not?" She said, "Well, to be very frank with you, my father is a transvestite, and he tends to dance at night at clubs and go out with men and does a lot of immoral things." And she said, "You're kidding." He said, "Yes, really I am, but I was embarrassed to tell you he's working on the Hillary Clinton re-election committee."
Zach says that was just
this passes on about Ferguson. I said, "Okay, I will. But you're as good for now."
Well, I'll do in a pinch.
No, this is good. All right, I'm going home. These guys have missed out.
Hello, can you hear us? Can you hear us? Can you hear us? Over. I mean, we are thinking. We are thinking.
Hello? This is the German Coast Guard.
We are thinking. We're thinking.
What are you thinking about?
How good is that? What are you thinking about?
You saw the Hillary one that went around, right?
No.
Better show him that one. Show Grinnell that one.
Yeah,
for sure.
Grinnell's got to see this one.
That was for sure.
We're never going to hear the end of this if she gets elected.
Oh, we got to find the new country.
Hey, does the word permanent a veil ring a bell?
Yeah.
Hey, how are we going to handle that? Who's Dominic from the Omen? Everybody's in the mail.
Oh, this is great. Get ready, you haven't seen the end.
Oh. I have a friend in San Diego who would love these.
There's a lot of people who would love these.
Take that for now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How to avoid the issues.
Oh, you want me to do an alamichia?
I'm sorry?
You want me to do an alamichia for you?
No, I
have
to hear
what you do. Alamichia v'alakuchol v'at nivus v'asod v'at tzemdet v'alakuchol v'shachat tzizmachat v'avisen v'lechem v'vir v'smar v'tiva. Rechem no'adi no'i elihen ya Yisrael amach v'yishlam rach v'tzim v'shkan k'vedecha v'almizbechecha v'alecha lecha. Yevnei Yerushalayim yara k'edesh m'her b'meni v'alini v'saycha v'samcheni b'vinyon amarechem v'vir v'nizbam v'tiva. In the middle of the day, the Kiatu, the Native Mitwa, Kavan, the Ho, Al Horet, all the Mechabar Hatu, all the Noi, Al Horet, all the Mechia. All right. I could eat a whole package of these.
What about the ones with little chocolate dribbles on them?
These are better, those are too sweet.
I should have gotten a bag of those whole plain ones that they dumped because it was out of sync.
Those are much better. First of all, they were also a little bit burnt. They were better.
No, they weren't burnt at all. It didn't have anything to do with cooking. It had to do with the fact that one belt was going at the slow speed and the other was
no, that's
at
right.
the fast speed, and so the cookies got out of whack and they couldn't put the dribble on.
The dribble.
There was nothing wrong with the cookies.
I hope that they don't throw that stuff away.
They do. They're required by law to throw it away.
Sinful.
Tragedy.
You want to see something amazing? When you stand up, turn off those switches.
I'm interested, you know, we're having trouble with these lights over our sink. Where is the electrical source? Is it those things?
Yeah.
And then it goes through the bar?
Yep.
So the top has one pole and the bottom has another pole.
I have no clue.
Might be a little clumpy to over the sink.
This is called flex track.
Right, you can go wherever you want.
But I just want to show you the light that we were using in this room until now.
Just that?
Yeah, what you see, it's the change is so dramatic, it's unbelievable.
You know, when I walked in, it was really, really very nice. Is your kitchen done?
Yeah.